The newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf. The Benton Harbor Department of Public Safety is urging vehicle owners to take extra steps to avoid having their cars stolen. Speaking on social media on Monday, Director Dan McGinnis said there were 13 vehicles stolen in the city in June.
We have been having a proliferation of stolen vehicles. We also kind of know who's doing it. We've caught a couple different groups of kids several times. And one of the issues that we have is we got to let them go.
Department Deputy Director Mike Clark said the juvenile center won't even take repeat offenders.
They only have so many beds, and their staffing is low as well. And so, unfortunately, unless these kids are caught with a gun, they're not getting taken. We've caught some of these kids 2, 3, 4 times in the same stolen cars, and it can be frustrating.
Most of the suspects are juveniles. Clark said they sometimes will steal a car just to drive it somewhere and then ditch it. He noted the most stolen cars are some Hyundai and Kia models due to an engineering flaw that makes them easy to start without a key. He urged owners of those vehicles to get an anti-theft device, like a club for the steering wheel. McGinnis asked people to call police if they notice an unfamiliar vehicle sitting in an alley by their home, especially if it has a tarp on it. The Van Buren Youth Fair is underway in Hartford. Paul Garrod is member of the fair board and says the week-long event is based on months of planning.
We don't start on it in June and plan for the fair in July. It's year-round planning, and we have a great group of volunteers, a great board, and they just step in and get it done.
The fair runs until Saturday.
Tuesday night, 7 o'clock, the Hartford NTPA tractor pull gets underway. Wednesday night, the Hartzell Demolition Derby, something new this year. And Thursday night, KOI drag racing.
That'll be followed by Friday's Super Kicker Rodeo, and Saturday the fair comes to a close with a unique motorsports night of destruction. Fair admission is $7 for adults, $5 for seniors, $3 for kids 6 to 12, and free for anyone younger than that. The carnival will be open from 1 p.m. to close on Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and from noon to close on Wednesday. The city of South Haven will look again at short-term rental properties. The city will be sending a new survey built on questions asked in 2018 to help understand the impact of those rentals on the community, with a final report done by October 31st. Councilmember Steve Schlock says there are plenty of questions people want answers to.
What are the issues? Is it zoning allowing certain heights homes, lot coverage, this and that, or is it the fact that they don't have permanent year-round neighbors? You know, so I mean, I think there's a lot of topics that we could discuss there. Maybe I would hope that it possibly brings the community a little bit more together, having these open discussions as to what the real issues are.
Other questions include how many short-term rentals are needed in South Haven, with members of the council and public seeming to agree on 250, which is much lower than the city currently has. There's no timeline yet for when to hold the workshop. In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf.